picture the stereotypical Hollywood woman. She may have some kind of artificially enhanced beauty, Botox, highlights, maybe a chin tuck. Not commentator Heather King. When she goes to get a haircut, she can't even tell the hairdresser what she wants.
They tell you to bring in a picture, but the pictures, of course, are always of models or movie stars. I finally figured out that I didn't want Meg Ryan's hair. I wanted her face. I segued from $70 haircuts to supercuts to an 8-buck Corte de Pelo in an Hispanic ghetto. My hair looked exactly the same. One day last spring, I went completely over the edge. I decided to get a $5 haircut at the Maranello School of Beauty. I showed up at the corner of 3rd and Fairfax, gingerly pushed open the double glass doors to a room the size and with the noise level of a high school cafeteria. At the corners of beat-up tables, doll heads with luridly made-up faces and hacked-off hair were impaled on spikes, like trophies from a marauding army. A couple of minutes later, a girl who appeared to be about 14 came up and smiled, "Hi, I'm Doria." At the sink, she shook out a plastic cape with a satisfying snap, then fastened the Velcroed ends around my neck as tightly as a tourniquet. "Do you think you could loosen this a little?" I croaked, clawing to release the pressure on my carotid artery. "Dang," she apologized, rushing in to help. "It's been a whole week and I still can't get that bib right." Doria gave a first-rate wash. She trained my head with delicious jets of warm water and massaged in a creamy substance that smelled like watermelon. I was just starting to enjoy myself when she twisted a towel around my hair and asked the dreaded question, "How do you want it?" What I wanted was something arty but uncontrived, cutting edge but timeless, a style that would telegraph to the world that I'm deeply sensitive, daringly iconoclastic, and, though far too spiritually evolved to actually care about my personal appearance, attractive in an intriguing, off-kilter sort of way. "Oh, something easy to take care of," I said. "You know, a little off the top." Doria was the most thorough haircutter I have ever seen. She took a swatch of hair, ran it between her index and middle fingers until maybe a 1/64 of an inch was showing, and snipped it off so it was absolutely even. She did this doggedly, conscientiously, and unbelievably slowly. To pass the time, I began plying Dory with questions. It was a 2-year program, she informed me. Those rowdy doll heads cost the students $27 apiece. The teacher's name was Miss Priscilla. After an hour, Doria had barely worked her way around from the right side of my head to the back. Ordinarily, this would have made me berserkly impatient, but I loved the way she smelled, a cross between Evening in Paris and a Lilt Permanent, and her girlish chatter made me feel at home in a way I never had in one of those hoity-toity artiste salons up on Melrose. I drowsily closed my eyes. When I opened them, I seemed to have two different hairdos. The top was arranged in a languorous pompadour. The sides were all but shaved, and Doria was beaming with pride. "Do you like it?" she asked shyly. It was hideous, of course, but suddenly on Doria's face I saw superimposed the faces of all the hairdressers who, over the years, had tried their best to make me look good, to guess what I could not articulate. For one crazy second, my middle-aged face, my gigantic nose, my head full of cowlicks looked almost... "Doria," I said, "it's beautiful."
Heather King lives in Los Angeles.